Hey guys, welcome back to Mamas Chingonas podcast. Happy New Year. We're now in 2022 and wow, did this 2021 just flew like crazy. I can't believe we're here. We're in a new year feeling more and more grateful than ever before. I told you guys in the last episode that I wasn't sure of when I was going to make another episode. Obviously, last year I only did one episode, and that was at the beginning of the year. So 2021 was quite a fast year, an amazing year to say the least. I really started to dig into myself and who I am and who I am becoming and who I want to be. And I literally started tapping into everything that I absolutely love. So I started taking courses for interior design and makeup, and then it led to permanent makeup. And so I was quite busy. 2021, I let you guys know that I did my first ever vision board, something that I'd never done before. And let's just say it's really magic. It really makes you feel accountable for the things that you need to do, the things that you need to get done. And I've just really been working on myself. So now that I reflect and I look back and I'm like, damn, a whole last year has gone by and I've done a lot. I think 2021 has probably been the most productive year for me. And I am so excited and stoked to see what 2022 is going to be like. First and foremost, this year so far has been amazing. Let's see, today is Wednesday, January 12th. So it took me a minute to get on here and do an episode, but I just really wanted to, do an episode and, clear up the gaps. So I wanted to jump on here solo and just, give a recap of 2021. I only did one episode, and that episode was just really advising you guys on refinancing your home. So if you did, I mean, that's awesome. I hope you refinanced your home. And then I just talked about, vision boards and making myself accountable for doing one, and I did one, and it's literally been amazing. So I did my vision board for 2021, and it was so amazing that I made one for 2022, and I didn't make it alone. This time, my husband and I did it together. He really saw that my vision board really helped me in a lot of powerful ways and empowered me to become a better person and to do a million things that I never imagined doing. So I'm very much so looking forward to our vision board for this year and just seeing what we accomplish, because I'm sure we're going to accomplish everything that's on that vision board. And if you're not already manifesting what you want, then you need to start, because when you start to think positive, you start manifesting the things that you want and you let the universe know. And things start happening. I don't know what's going on with my microphone. Maybe I'm too close. It's been a minute, y'all. I haven't been on this for a year. Literally a year. Wow, that's crazy. So, yeah. Happy New Year's 2022. If you haven't already made a vision board, please do it. I promise you that you will see life-changing moments. And so to recap where I've been, because like I said, I started tapping into myself and really digging deep into who I want to become. And so I was so busy with my interior design course. I loved it, absolutely loved it. One day I will have my own studio. I promise that. I just love to do it. It's like not even like you're working, you know, it's just something that you love to do. And so sooner than later, I will start to manifest and work hard on opening my own interior design studio. But in the meantime, I wanted to do something life-changing, really. So let's rewind to almost 4 years ago when my firstborn was 6 months. Many of you are familiar with permanent makeup. And if you aren't, I'll give you a little insight. Basically, it's a tattoo done with a completely different machine than your traditional tattoo. So it's a makeup tattoo machine. You use a tiny 2 millimeter needle, super tiny. And you're working on the surface of the skin. So you're not going deep into the skin. It's at the very surface. So when you are tattooing eyebrows, for example, the powder ombre, I need to do it like I am tattooing a balloon. You don't want the balloon to pop. So it's very light, very minimal pain. You're numbed throughout the process. But that's like a little insight of permanent makeup. And so when my firstborn was 6 months, I got my eyebrows tattooed. But what I did, I got microblading, which is different. That's a very small blade that makes hair strokes. But it does go a lot deeper than the powder ombre brows. And it's like slicing hair by hair, really. And it hurts a lot more than the powder ombre. But they do numb you. And it's a very pretty result anyway. So that happened, and when that happened, I was like, whoa, this is cool. You know, I would love to have my own little studio and do permanent makeup. Like, how cool would that be? But at that time, my goal and my dream was to be a stay-at-home mom, which I accomplished, and I'm so grateful to still be a stay-at-home mom and be with my girls. And yeah, I was like, I want to do that one day, and that day came. I never really put too much thought into it. I just, you know, kept being a mom and a wife and, you know, doing a lot of life duties. And then I, you know, took my interior design course. I said, I love this. I'm going to continue this. And then my makeup, I was doing my makeup course at the same time as I was doing my interior design. And then I thought back to, you know, the permanent makeup time when I had my eyebrows done. And then it came closer for me to redo my brows, because you need to redo them like every 2 to 3 years depending on your skin type. And so mine had started to fade away. And one thing led to another. I was like, oh my gosh, I think I want to do permanent makeup. Like, this would be so awesome. Who would have ever thought that I would be tattooing eyebrows for a living? It's so crazy. I absolutely love it. I started in March. I took my course in March. And here we are, you know, January. So pretty close to a year now. It's not easy. It's so stressful. It's so hard. You're fucking tattooing a tattoo on somebody's face. But I love it. I absolutely love what I do. I love meeting new women and making them feel more beautiful. And as you know, I love to empower and make others feel better. And what better career than to make women feel better about themselves. So it's been an amazing journey. I definitely have literally just jumped in the ocean, really. And now I'm swimming with the sharks. So yeah, I've been really, really busy with that. And not only have I been busy learning the technique of permanent makeup, but I also opened up a beauty bar. So that's crazy in itself. I am a high school dropout. I don't have a degree in business. I've always had an entrepreneur mindset. My husband and I opened up a cleaning business like 7 years ago. And we don't have too many clients considering he has his full-time job and this is more like a side hustle. We only have like a really good, important client, and that's, you know, the only client he works for as of now. But, oh yeah, we did, we would breed German Shepherds. We did purebred German Shepherds, black and red. And so we did that for like 4 or 5 years also, just making the bloodline better and getting, you know, dogs imported from Germany. And I mean, it was awesome, but as of now, we don't have acreage like we did. We still have space, but not, you know, acreage. And so when you have, you know, more than 2 German Shepherds or 3 or 4, you want to make sure you give them the space that they need. And so we no longer breed, but that was, you know, quite awesome. We loved having puppies and we have our hands full now to be, you know, breeding more dogs. So we no longer do that. But, yeah, I decided to open up my own beauty bar. I was thinking of, you know, going to a salon and renting a room, but it just didn't work out that way. I was like, I don't know, my entrepreneur mindset has always been just like above and beyond, I suppose. And so I went and looked at a few places, a few different salons. And then when I was leaving, one of the salons that I was going to be renting a room at, I came across a U-turn and then I saw a sign that said, you know, they're leasing a space. So I called and the agent's like, yeah, I'll be right there. I'll go show it to you. And she did. She came and she showed me the location and I was like, wow, this place is pretty cool. Like, this is already set up for like a beauty bar. So I won't be the only one here. Like, I can have other girls here too and they can be doing their own thing. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I was super scared. I recorded the place. I talked to my husband. He said, yeah, that looks like a good location. But again, there was things that we had to do to make that place better, like taking down all the doors, all the cabinetry, setting them down because I wanted the aesthetic to be on point. I wanted it to look and feel welcoming. I wanted it to be beautiful. We were going to need chandeliers. We were going to need some good interior design in the space. So like everything just came together after thinking, we literally probably thought it over a good month, if not more or a little less, I don't remember. But I took my course in March and then I started looking for a whole bunch of places. And so by May, we already had signed the lease. So shout out to my hubby. He really is my backbone. He pushed me in the ocean and said, swim with the sharks and find your way home, because I had to do my research. I had to do my homework. I had to investigate, figure out what do I need? How am I going to do this? Like, I had no idea how to run a business, how to go about opening a beauty bar. So the cool thing is, it's in a very small hometown, and it's the first beauty bar to ever open in that town. So it's quite cool to be the first beauty bar there. You have your hair salon and your nail salon, but our place is a one-stop shop. So I do permanent makeup, I do lip blushing, powder ombre brows, micro shading, and cosmetic teeth whitening. I also have another permanent makeup artist who does microblading, powder ombre, and micro shading. And we also have a body contouring artist there. We have an esthetician who does waxings and facials and lashes. And then we have two other lash techs. So they're all, you know, state board licensed. And it's been awesome. It's been awesome. I was scared, like, who is going to want to come in here and, you know, be part of the team. But the power of social media has been amazing. I've literally just put myself out there, kind of like I have been with this podcast. And it's awesome. The reward is awesome. And people share and people like and people let their friends and family know that. That there's a new beauty bar in town, and people are responding, and we're staying busy, and we're very grateful, and it's been an awesome journey. So literally 2021 has been just me hustling, trying to figure out how to open a business, and you know, just living life. And it's been amazing. So for many of you who think that you can't do something, or how do I do this, or you don't even want to start because it sounds like so much work, well, when you truly want something, you go for it and you do it and you accomplish it. And let's just say that I am living proof, and if I could do it, you for sure could do it too. Like I say, we're starting the year, so it's not too late to do a vision board. Start manifesting what you want, start thinking positive, start changing your mind, and just being a more positive, vibrant person, because you're gonna get further along in life doing that than just being a negative person, working and having a dream and not doing anything about your dream. That's pretty sad. I have a I would say never have I dreamt of owning my own beauty bar, or never have I dreamt of having my own hair salon or nail salon, because I've never really been in the beauty industry. I've always loved makeup, always. But I never imagined that I would be like a storefront business owner. But God's timing is perfect timing, and what's meant to be yours, it's meant to be yours. And it's been awesome. So if you have a dream, go for that dream, work hard. If you want to open up your own business, do all your research, have all your licensing in place, and just hustle and work hard and, you know, get it done. It wasn't easy. I can say that it wasn't easy. But we did it. We have done it. So It's been awesome, and I just can't wait to see what 2022 has in place. We're going to keep working hard, we're going to keep hustling and moving forward. So I just wanted to jump on here and give an insight of life for me the past year. Hopefully we'll continue to have more episodes now that things are starting to get a little less hectic. I'll be doing more episodes, and I just want to let you know that if you want to do something, make moves, move mountains, and just get shit done. So happy new year 2022. I hope you guys have an amazing, blessed year. I hope all of your dreams come true. And if you work hard for them, they will. And thank you for listening, and continue to leave reviews on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. Give us those 5 stars so we could continue to make more episodes, and hopefully I'll continue to get more guests on here. And if my prima Sandy is ready to jump back on, I would love to have her back on here. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a beautiful day and enjoy the rest of the week.